Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're doing here the Likut Yom HaChochma on Purim, which is being Madvich al Derech Avodah, the Inyan of Ach Bach. So we saw yesterday a little the Shaar Kavanos, which was Madvich the Inyan of Purim, and the Likut we saw was that this man, the Golos Babel, was a time of the Nesiru, meaning that Bizman HaGolus, the Zerampin and the Malsa are Ach Ba'ach. And we know that what that means is that the Hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Schaar Voynish and all the Anhogis go through the Zerampin. Meaning that all the Pu'ulis that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, he's in Siach HaSir Oilem and the Klaus of the Frat is through the spheres of the Zerampin. Like the Rishash says that the Zerampin is the Ein Tzov and the Ein Tzov is the Zerampin. And Bizman HaGolus, the Zerampin is Ach Bach with the Malchus, meaning that the Malchus, that's the Shoyish of Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. And when the Zerampin and Malchus are Ach Bach, what that means is that the Hashgocha and the Kilu the Kesha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is Ach Bach, meaning it's not a direct Kesha and it's Behester, and that's the name of the Zman HaGolus, the Zman of Dinim. And it's as right before the Geula, before the Vinyan Beis Hamikdash, which that was the end of Golos Babel, before the Malchus could come upon this Malch, which is called the Nesiru. That the Nesiru means that in order to, that there should be the Yicholus for the Malchus to come upon him, there has to be a Tardei Moshina on the Zampin, and the Moichin go out of the Zampin, and then go into the Malchus, and through that's going the binna malchus that the malchus is ready to come upon him. So in other words, that the talich in order for the malchus to be able to come upon him first, right before there has to be the nesiru of the ampin, and the nesiru which is not that's even more than achbach. Achbach is the in of galus. I think in the nesiru is mamish as man hester gomer, where it could be mamish much more chomer the gedinim. And therefore we saw in the Shaar Kavanos that Haman, who knew these inyonim, said that that's the time to chap around to make a gzer and klal yisrael of his man of the Demeter, because then, like we saw the Lashon, the Elikar, the Eivishter, Chas v'shalom Kilu Kavyochel is Yoshin, is in the Bechin of Shino, and therefore Haman wanted to chap around then to make a gzer. And we saw that the Nes of Purim was that, even Bizman de Nesiru, there's a Ha'or of Yisrael Abba, which is Meir Derech HaMalchus. And through that Ha'or of Yisrael Abba, that's what brought the whole Nes of Purim, meaning that even Bizman de Nesiru, even when it's Mamash the real Dinim, there's always a Ha'or of Yisrael Abba, which is Meir Derech HaMalchus to Klal Yisrael. So, I just want to read another few lines, towards the end of the Drush. So we spoke yesterday that L'choyrit Shver, that, what's the Nes of Purim? If this is how the Nesiru works, then it's always like that. Every time there's a Nesiru, there's Moichim by the Malchus. So then the Rav himself, he bavarns the Shaila. So it's on Kuf Tesamad Bezin, the end of Shaar Kavanos, we'll read a few lines here. It says, Ba'omdom ha'yoysi mea purma elu nasim b'chol shana b'shano, lo hitz b'glasis b'zman hu levadri, that the Arizal's Mazbe, what's the Indian that we have Purim every year? Meaning, you had the Nes of Purim once, what's the Indian to be ma'ir the, b'chol shana b'shano dinya Purim? So the Rav says Hatamu ki Hashem Yisborach Berachmo Rotsa Shoyisa Ha'ora Mischadeshe V'yoyisa Moichin Da'abba V'yim V'toychan Ekevu B'zman Dumit Ezal V'yitzmat L'oyim
Kol HaLashon
B'yom Mahim Atmo. That the reason why we have every year the Yom Tov Purim is because Hashem Yisborach Berachmo wanted that this Ha'ora, which was Meir into the Malchus, this Ha'ora of Yisrael Abba, which was Meir B'zman Dumito, should come down every year, that every year we should have a shaykh to that Ha'or Yisrael Abba, which was meyuchid by the Nes of Purim. So the Rav's Mazur, kini acher demita choizim ponim beponim, that the Seder is that after the demita, when the Malchus is choizim ponim beponim, by moichin heim bezah, that after the demita, when the moichin go back to the Zerampin, and then the Malchus comes ponim beponim, vein bechino, vein bechino sa'arazu, yoitzel sklal kniska le'el, that here the Rav's Mazbe, this Nukud, that he says that But there, what happens is after the mito is that the moichim go back into the zamp and then the malchus is able to come upon him upon him. And then this inyan that there's a ha'or yisoy rab in the malchus, that's misbatl, that's batl. Because once the moichim go back into the zamp and mele the moichim the abar on the zamp and then on the malchus. The rot Hashem is barche b'chol shon b'mei apurim ke yoyte b'hem afim yu zun pon ben pon tiskala oran iskaz b'yom mehem loy tisbatl. That the Arizal's Masber, that because Baruch Hu wanted that every year b'yimei apurim, even when the zun comes back ponim b'ponim, it should still be meir the ha'or yisoyin ab derech ha'malchus. In other words, that the Rav's Masber, that the inyan of Purim is the reason why it is a nes, is because even though the zman, the mitah, the moichin go into the malchus, and therefore you always have the ha'or yisoyin ab, but here the nes of Purim was is that even when the zun went back ponim b'ponim, even then it wasn't bottled this aura, and still there was an aura Yisrael Abba which was made derech ha-malchus. In other words, the Rav himself is explaining that the net of Purim is that even after the Zun go back ponim upon him, which then there shouldn't be, up in the Seder Adorim, there shouldn't be the aura Yisrael Abba in the malchus. But the net of Purim was that Bisman Purim Devishu kept the aura of Yisrael Abba in the malchus, and that's what brought the whole net of Purim. And the Mepharshim HaMasbir is upshat because even b'mei Mordechai, since it was b'zman ha'golus, the soif of the golus, so then the moichin already went back into the ponim of the Zampin, and that was the nest of Purim that the Or Yisrael Abba stayed in the malchus, even though the moichin went back to the ponim. And mele, that's every year the special Or of Purim is that there's the Or Yisrael Abba which is made derech ha'malchus, and that Rav's Mazze, that's through the Kriyas Megillah and Matan Slav Yoidim and the Sudo, and he said maybe also Mishloach Manus. In other words, that's the Nekud of the Nes of Purim, and that's the Or of Purim which we have every year.
Wilmer?
Yeah.
A little bit strange, because you'd think that there it'd be a bigger Gilui when Zun is now punning the punning, you know what I mean, rather than having to say that, you know, it's the Gilui of Yisodab going, you know, in the mouth, but that's the bigger horror, because now we're at, you know, when the mice go back, now we're holding by Zun and Panim Bapanim. Do you think that would be the bigger Kiddush and the bigger Gilui? You hear what I'm saying?
Right. So what it seems from the Rav, I'm saying,
the whole purpose of being Aklachim, they're going through the Nasir and their meat is to get Panim Bapanim. So now we're Panim Bapanim, but we're saying that the real Kiddush is not the Panim Bapanim, but it's the Gilui into the Malchus, which is part, right. You know, at the time of the Dermit and the Nasir. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, so I'm saying, look, what it seems like is that Haman, like, he made the Gzeira B'Shaster Demito, and, you know, he chapped around that he made, you know, the Otako Gzeira that, you know, Klaus was in a Sakona that they could have had the clear Chasa Shalom. And it seems like that even when Zun goes back Ponim upon him, that wouldn't be enough to be Mevat the Gzeira. It seems like the Dafka that you have the already Yisrael Av Derech HaMalchus, Dafka that is what could be Mevat the Gzeira. And the Choyuk said the Pshad is because when the Rav's Mazur, when the Ori Yisrael Av is married Derech HaMalchus, the Pshad is then the Moichin the Av is married Begilui. Because B'derech Chalal, the Moichin the Av are behest. When the Moichin are in the Ampin, so it's Melubish and the Moichin the Imo, and the Moichin the Av are not Begilui. Mashenkin, when it's Derech HaMalchus, the Rav's Mazur, then the Or Av is Begilui. So it seems like from the, I'm saying, the Choyuk asking a good question, but it seems like from the Divrei Rav that once Haman made the Gzeirus, the only Derech, you know, a piece of Seder form to make the Nes of Purim is that you should have a Gilu of the Or of Yisrael Abba.
While you were saying that, I was thinking that I think this really is the whole, you know, shot of the Rav Arna Levi, because really when Zun is punning b'punning, that's a Gilu of the Or inside. But when the Yisrael Abba is the Gilu into Malchus, that's the Gilui of the Atzmius itself, which is the Dir B'Tatonim, which is really a higher level. I mean, the Kli is really higher than the Or. I just hit, while you were talking, it hit
right,
me.
Right,
which
right.
Which is the same thing that you're saying.
And that's what we saw, that the Gzeir of Haman is because he was the Klipa Zelum Hazer, and you know, he had a Shaykh Teres HaShvod just in the Oifen of Klipa and Tumo. So the only way to be Mevatel it is to bring the Or of Yisrael Abba Begilui, which is Megalad HaShvod, and that's Mevatel Klipa of Haman.
Wow.
You said very nicely with the.
No, I mean,
yeah, but again, that's up to you.
I'll be logical. LP logic, you would think the punim v'punim is a higher gilui, and it is. That's a higher gilui of the or, but it's still the gilui of the atzmi.
No, we're saying that since the gilui beside abo, maybe that's the ikur nesuporim, the ikur or porim.
Yeah, because that's the gilui of the atzmi itself, which is the derva titanium, which is that the kli is really higher. Ashes halakas v'bala, the kli is really higher than the or, and that's the nesuporim. No, that you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, the nekuda is that the nesuporim is that you have to have the or abba begilui, and that's the nes that it's made derech malchus even after it's pardon upon them.
Yeah. And that's a bigger gilui than the gilui of the or inside. The clean
of the pun
greater
upon,
than
right.
The or. Yeah.
So really, that's the drab says right after. He says l'chein lo se lo bekolatom yizbat luchus megilas esther.
Yeah,
it says that Tamuki Loyum Loy Hoy Nes God Lukazel Loy Shaps Loy Yom Toivim the Sky Maozu Af Achis Talk Samoichum Nan the Cable.
Wow.
That'll be me a Purim Boulevard, Vichinazu Yesh Yisrin God Lal Purim Akol Shayom, a few Shaps Yom Toivim. Drab says himself clear that the Nes of Purim is that even by Ponim Ponim there was still the Or of Yisrael Abba which was made. So, you know, you see clear from Devi Rab that it was Dafka this Yilu of Moichum the Abba that's what brought the Nes, and that's the Nes of Purim and the Or of Purim which come down every year. That's what the Rav says, that v'hinu b'chol shon b'meya Purim k'dei l'kayim mora n'iskeres on the Tzichum Lachis Gimel Mitzvahs. And the Gimel Mitzvahs is Kriyas Megillah and Matanis Lev Yoinim and Sudas Purim. And at the end of the Rav, he says that Chaim Ital says that the reason was Maz was the size of Mishloach Manis, but l'choy to Rem is also to the Or of Yisrael Abba Derech HaMalchus. That's the Rav over there.
Is the Rizal over here asking that kasha that we just asked? You know what I mean? The difference between Panim, you know, that you would think I'll be larger. Is it in the words?
No,
the Rav saying
the mile of Purim is that even Panim, you also have the Oral Yisrael Abba, meaning you see clear in the Rav that that's the Iker Nesa Purim and the Oral Purim, that even Panim, you still have a Gilo of the Moshe and the Abba.
Right.
Yeah, like the same well, therefore, what we learn from the Ban Tashel is that's about you have a gilu of dashvo over the orange toy.
But the kasha is a good kasha. The teret is, you know what I mean, is the great teret. But does anyone ask the kasha? You have ever seen
it? I didn't see it looking before, you know, could be someone speaks it out.
Yeah, you never saw anyone ask you?
I don't remember offhand, you know, I have to look in.
I'm sure somebody
the
does,
Bajmo,
but,
yeah.
Yeah. Valdik.
Yeah, so we saw yesterday the in the Likutei HaMechochma where there is mazir the Indian of Ach Vach and Ponim Ponim al Derech Avoidah. So we saw the Likutei was that Ach Vach means that when there's Mashpia and Mekabel, the marshal here was that if someone's supporting someone to learn and they're in two different countries, so they don't have a direct kesher, they don't see each other, they don't speak to each other, let's say. But there's still a kesher between them because the one that's supporting, if not for his money, then the Ben Torah wouldn't be able to learn. So that's a marshal of Ach B'Ach because there's a shefa and a mashpia and makabel, but there's no direct kesher, so therefore the kesher is called Ach B'Ach. So Adar Chavoyda, what that means is that when the moichna Ach B'Ach, which we saw is Beker B'Zman HaGolus, what that means is that even though Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach and mashpia tos, but it's not a direct kasher, meaning we don't have the shleimus hadveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And rather the tachlis that there should be nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyadzir b'tachloim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be the shleimus hadveikus to Klal Yisrael. So we saw in Mazvir that that's why we need the nesiru, because through the nesiru that's how we Klal Yisrael could come back ponim b'ponim, that the malchus, Knesset Yisrael, Shoresh Nishmas Yisrael, come back upon him through the Nesiru. So his mazda that L'chayru, why is it that we're saying that to come upon him you need a Nesiru? L'chayru Kosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol. And if the tachlis of the breeze that we should come upon him, there could be other ways. There could be ways that we don't have to go through a Nesiru and Dinim. So we started learning that mazda the Pshat that is the end of the Nahamad the Kisufu, which means that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avada's Zikr is that he's Mashpia Toiv, that Derech HaToiv Lehetiv. And if David would be, give us the Schar Bechinom without earning, without our Avoido, so then there would be the end of Naham the Kisufu, meaning that there would be a Busha to be Makabal the Schar. And busha means that there's a chisorin, meaning that there's a chisorin, even according to dveikus from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because whenever there's a busha, that means there's a chisorin in the, you know, in the mekavel. And b'meilu, then it's missing kavyachol in the derech ha'tov lehetiv, because the Eibishter wants to be meitiv in the oifen ha'sholim. So that's why we need, before the panim b'panim, we need the nesiru, that there should be the nesiyonis, which that's the ending of the nesiru. And through our avoido, which is ke'ilu mikoich atzmeinu b'shas the nesiru, that's through that how it can be zoichet to the panim b'panim. In other words, what we can see is that the ikar idin of a nesiyon is that really a nesiyon is just to bring the yid, whatever he's holding, from a lower darker, from ach ba'ach to panim b'panim. And this is something which, you know, it's not a one-time thing. It's something which every day someone can go from ach ta'ach and panim b'panim, and the next day you go even higher. That the nekud is that every nesoyin, every shverkai, and avoid Hashem, the nekud is to bring Klal Yisrael and the yid from ach ba'ach to have a shleimus hazveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why that thing of a nesoyin, that a nesoyin is not just, you know, to see if you know, we could be misgaber or not. The thing of nesoyin is for te'elis, it's really like a yirid l'tzoy chaliyah to bring us panim b'panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It solves the problem of Muhammad Ksufa. Without that, you can't. You're still with that. The only way around
there's still the chesaron. But the nekud is that the nesoyin is not just, you know, it's not just like, you know, a bridge. It's Kufa, the Yerida, which is Letzorich Daliyah, to bring Klal Yisrael to higher Madrega. Yeah, so only in the second paragraph where it says, V'hinei ein oni ele b'datz, it's on the page Mumtes. It says, V'hinei ein oni ele b'datz, it's a lot of shakash, v'nei yisol heim b'chinnis aniyim b'datz, she'enum oivdim l'akadosh baruch k'roi, ozo heim b'chinnis aniyam izbayis l'kab matonim eisa balabayis. That ein oni ele b'datz means that when Klal Yisrael is aniyim b'datz, meaning that they're not holding on the madrega of avodas Hashem k'roi, so then they're like a oni which is misbaish to be makabel to matona, to be makabel to be zoicha to dveikis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ilu kashe misgabim b'toiru v'mitzvus maisen toivim, oz v'kaviyochol boim mikoich tainish ha-magil la-mischorum, v'zer rot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'bnei Yisrael ikabel matnosem boifin she'yeh magil la-mapiyadin. That when Klal Yisrael does the avoided the toiru mitzvus and the maisen toivim, so then they're roi to be makabel the schar to come upon b'ponim, and it's hapiyah din, meaning it's not on the hamid to kesufu. So it's tachul levakish b'toyz rachim koni b'pesach. V'al kein b'vdeisha ochi nducha l'kav oysa or b'loy busho. So therefore, since the matar, the tachlis of the bri, is that Kosh Baruch wants to be mative to the nevron, to Klal Yisrael, that should be zoicher, to pon him to the mekabel schar, and to the shalim sedveikus. Sh'lo yelonu chesaron chalilu, without a chesaron of namid to kesufu. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Inyan HaNisoyin. Therefore, we have the Inyan of the Nisoyin, which is the Inyan of the Mito, where there, we b'chlal don't feel the Hashgocho and the Dveikus. V'ud Inyan HaMoichin, kol hazman, heim ba hazer ampin. Kasha magi eis and Nisoyin, moitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, za moichin me'azah. Sh'lo ye begilu v'noitim benuk. That, b'zman the Nisoyin, which is the Inyan of Nisiru, so then the Moichin go out of their ampin, and it goes into the Malchus, because man shoyu amoichim b'zahampin, hayashgochim yisal HaKadosh Baruch Hu al b'nei Yisrael. That before the Nesiru, when the moichim were in Zahampin, that, what that means is that the kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is much more direct kesher, even though we're saying it's ach ba'ach, but still, when the moichim are in the Zahampin, we feel the Hashgochim, and we feel the kesher between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu k'sheyoytu mimenu, when the man of the Nesir of the Mito, so then it feels ki'ilu that there's b'chlal no Hashgocha and b'chlal that the Kodesh Baruch is not even watching over Klal Yisrael. And that's why, you know, it says B'Shem Tzadikim that by the Second World War that was called the Indian of the Mito. You know, I don't know if the Tzadikim said that was Mamash of the Mito, but that was the beginning of the Mito where Avada, even though the Eibush was Mashgiach in every Prat, but Avada it seemed, you know, ki'ilu from the Teva, that there's no Hashgocha. Because the Pshat is by the man of the Nesir, where there's no Moichim to Zahampin, so then the Hashgocha is fully behester, and Kilu, the, you know, Klal Yisrael feels that there's no Hashgocha. Nira Ba'olim Kilu ain't Klal Hashgocha, but also Harashom Merimim Roishom, the Goyim Rachman al Islam, Gzeris Koshin al Nation. That's when the Rishoim try to hop around to make Zeris. Nira Le'ain Basa, Hechzar Derech Hashem Tzlocho. And it seems kilo that the Rishon then are matzliach because they're able to do what they want. Umatzev zehu nigger dermita, and this is called dermita pirashina. The title of dermita means that kaviyoch the zampin is sleeping. Shein lazam moichin kiyoshin domer. When there's no moichin to the zampin, so then it's kilo that he's in the matter of shino. Vazin nchnas ma moichin menuk v'leh levadim metelus avoido lavoido sa'ageh bevoides Hashem yisbar kaviyoch loikol ezav yisum ekhadish baruchu. Bizman the meter when the moichin go into the malchus, so what that means is that the malchus, the moichin is by, is in the Knesset Yisrael, that kilu only klal Yisrael, only with their own avoida, only that could take them out of the matzav of dinim. And therefore, bizman the meter, a person has to be mechazik with the koich atzmoi, to be mechazik much more in Torah mitzvahs and matzim toivim, because only that could be mevatel the gzeiris. And about what we're saying here is that by the Nesset Purim there it was mayor the Moichin Da'aba Begilui, meaning that even though there was only the Begilui, there was only the Teva, but through this that it was Moichin the Ora Yisrael Da'aba Begilui, that's what brought the Nesset Purim and the Ora Purim, that through that we were Zoichin to go out of the Gzeiris. B'lochin ha'golot nirchon l'zman shal nesoyin, kim shesoy sovi en roi mesai zgal salikis b'derach shal rachmim kim b'derach shal din. And that's why Galus is called the time of Nesoyim, because we don't see any Galus of Rachman, only B'derech Din. Omnu Madainu Margesh Sheyeshnu Mashgiach, K'moshin Izbar Lel Sheni Ach Ba'ach, Hainu Sheyeshnu Kesher Elu Shu B'derech Shal Ach. That, this is what we're saying, that Bizman HaGalus, the Moichin are Ach Ba'ach. But even when the Moichin are Ach Ba'ach, since the Moichin is in the Ze'ampin, so we still realize and we still feel Begilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us. But Mashenkin, Besoifa Golus, I'm not the Besoifa Golus, Kacharoyta Kajborgo Lachtor, Imneiso upon him, Ozimanasa, Oisano Kajborgo, and it's on Oidosu Kashova Ombuk. That by the Soifa Golus, we're there, we're almost holding by the Ponim upon him, so then it's a Zmanovo Nasiro. So then we Bechlal don't feel any Ashgocho, because then it's a Zman where there's no Margin in the Zampin, and it seems like Ilu that there's no Ashgocho Bechlal. That's the side of Esther where there, the Moichin were only in the Malchus, and it was, you know, Hester Kfulo, and Dafka through that were we able to Yizoycha to the Ponim Beponim. Achaya Midosim Nesoyin, that through this, the Klaus was Oymin on the Nesoyin through their own Koyach. From their own avoido, that's what caused that later on to come upon them. Shall they can cry in a moment, babush lefonov. And what we're explaining here, al derech avoido, that the nekud is that since the bezmano de mito kilu, we're doing our own avoido, and kilu comes to us to be mekabel the schar and the zeikus and the ponim upon them. So therefore, we need this de mito that right after we can be zeikus to the ponim upon them. Hester upon any man. That says in the Gemara that whoever doesn't have this thing of Hester upon him is kilu to simon, he's not from Klal Yisrael. Pirish shezui ochin aderech hamiyuchedes l'bnei Yisrael. That the Indian is that we see that this special Indian by Klal Yisrael shegudei lahatki esmaylis upon him b'pon him aleim lava b'derech shal astoris upon him. That for Klal Yisrael to reach the matar, the tachlis, which is to come upon him with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we need to go through the Zman Hagolos and then the Dermito, which by the Dermito, it seems mamish that only the Rosh Hashanah Matzliach. And the emes is that this Indian is dafka to bring us to the Iker Tachlis, which is the Ponim Beponim. Sh'ozah Moishin Yoytim Ezeam V'nechnosim Menuk. V'ozah Yubichinat Hasoras Ponim V'enev Shoras Liyehudish Lo Yavav Ezeh. And Melo Bizman the Dermito, every year has to bring out his full koiches and be matzliach to be goyver over the matter of the demit and the zman dinim, and through that can be zoicher to the shleimus upon the bottom of dveikus and to be mekabel the schar without name of the kisufu. V'avoidim v'tel ta'odim lavish b'zman ha'hester hu leidish ha'kosh boruch hu osim asim b'menu et fonu shomu atis, that avoidu b'shas to demit is to know that it's going to be only for a short time that it's anywhere ha'kosh boruch hu is master upon hu. But I leave them as oyster, korf, oyster, chi, sheeshloi, beima shoyloi ad ato, beima sheeshloi ato, bzman hester, harea kolum, korf, is borok shmoy. That not only is the Indian by the Zman of the Mita that we have to be mechazik to bring out our koyches and Torah and the mitzvahs and mashim toichim, but we have to know also that this, that we have koyches, that's also only mitzvah the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because if other, even bisman the demita where the moichim go into the malchus, that's the pshat that Kodesh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the koyches gufo to be mizgavra on the nesyonis. Shav shein roi ois leitata, even though we don't see that gocho, because makam hakol va mikoycho, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizel ochin on nesyon, and that's gufo the nesyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring out our koyches and still have the proper amunah that it's really the Eivishta which is poiling ois everything milamailu. Vahinu shechutz mi etzman nesyon shein roi ois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that besides with etzim the sign that it's bisman hester bisman the demito, I've gam zoyz lebal yachshav adam adaita bisman zeh shekoyich ve'oytim yodei osloi zechay lozer chalilu v'chatzim lachshav kein. That another chelik of the avoid bisman the demito is to understand that even the koyches that we have to be misgoverned in the sioynis, that's not our own koyches, but it's the moichim the avoid tzakodesh baruch hu which is behester being mechayev and giving the koyich for klalik to be misgoverned in the sioynis.
So what is that, there's two tests over here. One, the first test is the misgaber on the Sion, and the second
on the Sion Gufa. Meaning the first step is that.
First test. Since, yeah.
Right. And the second step is, you know, it's part of the avoidance to understand that even this, that we have koiches, is not, you know, a person shouldn't think that, you know, he's so strong he was able to be misgaber on the Sion. He has to know that Avadu is the Eivishter who is the one who gave him the chis and the koiches to be misgaber on the Sion. Because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather it wouldn't be possible to be misgaber. And that's the thing, that there's always the Moichin Dava in the Malchus, meaning that even when Knesset Yisrael is doing the Avoida with their own Koyach, but rather it's the Moichin Dava, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which being Misayeya, Klal Yisrael to come to the Tachlis. And the Nekudah is just Bismanda and the Seer, that's where, you know, we have to push ourselves much more, because it seems that it's only our own Koyach which is doing the work. That something when a person thinks that it's his own koiches and he sees that things don't work, so he could have, you know, chatashon times on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'alkein odom ha-miskam v'daiti al nishonis eilu mischazik ba'atmi v'oivu k'mikhoidim sa'vidosoi. That through this avoid of being misgoverned and showing with his own koyach and also having the right emuno, that the Eibish the Gufu, which is, you know, pushing the whole thing, that's Gufu what brings Klaliso to be Zoichu right after to be mekabled upon him. Upon him. No, so I was just saying, really, that's the whole end of the Oro Purim, the Yemei Purim, where there you have the Moichin Daba Begilui, and through that, that's what Gufa gives us, you know, the Chiyas and the Koichas to be Mizgaber Beshnas the Mito, which is the Soifa Golus.
This Nakuda seems like that's really our only test, because the Achlach doesn't really seem, not a true test, and Panim Apani is not the true test. It's the Mito and the Sira that is the real Messiah and the real real true time that we're being tested.
Right, because we're saying that by the Akhbar. Like. Yeah, because saying by the Akhbar, even though we don't have the Shleimus at Vegas, but a person could see how David is running everything, and that's, you know, that's why he has much easier time to do the voice of Hashem the way he's supposed to.
Saying by the Demito, where
it seems like, you know, he's on his own and there's no Ashgachos, that's goofy when he has to, you know, bring out.
That's our only test, because Bach Bach is like status quo. You're floating, and Panim B'Panim already you're there. You've arrived, so there's no growth. And Bach Bach and the Panim B'Panim, there's no real. The true growth is only in this Mamutza stage.
Right, if you want to understand a little, if you want to a little more, I'll be oymik to Bishat is because what we're saying here is that Bishat is, you know, the Mamutza Bishat is zero. Where a person seems like he's doing everything b'koyach atzmoi, so then gufa the ikir, what we're saying here is the ikir is not only to be misgavra, the ikir is to have the munda that it's HaKadosh Baruch which is doing everything, and the nekudin that is that through that we're being megala the yichud even in the chitzoinis, even in the mokim habechiru, meaning that we know the din of bechiru and yediru, So when the Moichnar Ach Bach upon him upon him, so there we see the idea. We see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running everything. And Mele, you know, it's much easier to be Oved Hashem. Mashengi Bizmanda Domito, where there it seems like our Bechira is what's, you know, is the real thing. So when we understand that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Mashgiach on the Bechira and runs the whole thing, so through that we're bringing Megala the Yichud, even the Mokam HaChitzonis, even in the Mokam HaBechira. And that's really the Oymikir, what we're saying here, that Shasta Demita, that's Gufa when we have to have the moon and realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is running the whole thing. Because through that moon and through that doing Avodah Hashem is such a massive, that's what's Megala the Yichud, even in the most Chitzonis, the Gedarga, even in the Mokam HaBechira itself.
I just realized, cause, you know, Rabbi Nachman says he came to the world to teach the world the Muna. That's the whole reason he came, only for that reason. So it makes sense, because if you look at it in this model, you know, the only time you need the Muna is when there's the Hesper Panim. And the Achvach with the Panim Panim, you don't need a Muna. And the whole real test and the Ikar of everything is in that Hesper Panim, and that's what Rabbi Nachman was saying, that's the only reason he came to the world. Make sense.
That's what we're saying here. The moon in such a massive is what's megala the yichud, even the most chitonistic massive, even in the bechir itself.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
We'll stop here.
We'll continue tomorrow.
Okay. Shkoyach. Very nice. Yeah,
very cool.
Shkoyach. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Cool.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.